Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Fun Time Ben with a quick show to tell you some info.
Yeah. Home theaters still projecting. I'm distracting. A voice from the back of your down. The features soft and harder. Wait in silence. I'll play you a jockey. I'm shining through the horror today. Thank you, baby.
Man, it's been a rough Monday, and I'm sort of, my nerves are shot for today. It's 9:22 in the p.m. on Monday morning.
Oh my God.
Monday evening. Thank God it's not Monday morning. And my nerves are just, you could tell, they're just shot. I had one of the worst days. It was just like calls. I had a call every minute for the entire day, and it's not my job really to take calls. So that's how busy it was, and my brain is just fried. So this is going to be an insanely short show. Three songs. The first song was by the New Pornographers, with their new album called Twin Cinema. Wow, the vocals just went crazy. Hold on, let me make sure my mic is not bad. And their song, Twin Cinema, off the new album, which is out shortly. They're actually touring to promote it, and that's why I'm recording this podcast. This is the Promote Brooklyn podcast tonight. From here at Tracks of the Tree, we're promoting Brooklyn. We're promoting Celebrate Brooklyn. Celebrate Brooklyn is it's a local thing, so you may not be interested. If you're not in Brooklyn, you may be like, hey, screw this, I don't give a crap. But here in Brooklyn, we have this thing called Celebrate Brooklyn, which is actually kind of cool, because normally in Brooklyn, you're sort of, everybody in Manhattan sort of goes, oh man, Brooklyn, oh, you think you're so good over in Brooklyn, and all the people in Queens go, oh, Brooklyn, you think you're so good over in Brooklyn. Well, during the summer, we have this, you know, we have Prospect Park. Prospect Park was basically designed by the same people who did Central Park. That was Edward Law Olmsted and Calvert Vaux. How do I know that? Because I don't know. I just know that. I just know those two names. And they designed both parks. And Prospect Park was after Central Park. But all the people in Brooklyn say that Calvert Vaux and Edward Law Olmsted, they designed Prospect Park to be like the crown jewel of all parks, and it's their crowning achievement and all that sort of stuff. You know, but Brooklyn people say anything for a rise. But during the summer, one night, and I just wanted to invite you all out, if you're in the Manhattan area, in the Brooklyn area, in the Queens non-area, out in Long Island, what am I missing? There's a whole bunch. Staten Island! What's the other one? I gotta remember. The Bronx. Can't forget the Bronx people, because they'll kick my ass. I invite you all down to come to a night of some indie rock down at the band Shell in Prospect Park. And I'll get to that after this next band, which is the second band up. The New Pornographers are going to be playing. And the second band is The Stars. And The Stars are a great little band from Canada. You know how I love my Canadian bands. Canadian bands. and this is a great song called Ageless Beauty. They have sort of a haunting, belly-esque sort of feel. I'll let you listen. I'll talk to you soon, all right? I'll be here at the end.
Yeah.
the Stars. Actually, I think they're just called Stars. But now with like the Strokes and the Shins and the din and the bin, it's all these the bands. And I just put the in front of things that are nouns. Anytime there's a noun, I'm going to put a the in front of it. The Stars. Or actually, I guess it's a plural noun. The Stars, the Shins, the Strokes, the... I guess Strokes. Is that a noun? Might be. Depends how dirty you are. So the night in question, if you're interested in dropping by, I would love to see you there. I'm going to be there. Josiah should be there. We're going to keep our fingers crossed and see if he's going to be there. Funtime Diane is going to be there. So it's like everybody. And hopefully I can get Mikey Boy, my boy Mikey Boy, just across the board. I don't know if there's any more New York podcasters. There's got to be. There's got to be some more. Do I have any more on my list? No. No, Tim's in England. Seth's in Philly. Mod Pod is down in Georgia. Blah, 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 blah. No, I'm drawing a blank. So we're going to try to get together and get all of the people who are interested in rocking out with some indie music to come down there. So it's the it's on Saturday, June 25th at 7:30 p.m. We're going to be getting there a little bit early so we can get a good seat. It's up in, it's just outside, so you just chill out. If it's going to be rainy, I would advise bringing a poncho, because I once watched Stephen Malkmus from Pavement rock out in a thunderstorm that was outrageous. It was just thunder and just pouring rain, and we feared for our lives, but they kept on rocking, so you gotta respect that. And it's the New Pornographers, Stars, not the Stars, and the Sadies, and it is the Sadies. And the Sadies are another great Canadian band. I think the New Pornographers are Canadian, aren't they? Yeah, they are. Let's see, Canada Day. Oh, okay, now I get it. So if you're Canadian, doubly so, come on down and spread your Canadian love. But it's $3 to get in. $3. I mean, come on. I'm giving you fair warning. June 25th, 2005, 7:30. We'll pick a meeting spot and we'll all just gather and listen to some great music and see if we can't get in backstage or something. I doubt that. Yeah, I'm a podcaster. Who? Get the hell out of here. But I would love to see everybody who listens to the show, who anything. If you're interested in coming down, we'll set up something closer to the date so that we can all get together and listen to some music. So put it down in your calendars. It's a set your date. What is it? What is it called? It's not called set your date. Set your date. it's called reserve the date. Okay, so June 25th, we're all gonna get together. We'll do something fun. We'll just chill out, and you can meet me. And if you're really lonely, you can get my autograph, or you can get, you know, you can give Josiah a job if you want to. But we'd love to see you there, and we'd love to hear what you think of us and what you think of the show, and hopefully we'll get Mikey Boy and whoever else we can to come down and chill out. $3 with beer. There's beer there. Brooklyn Lager. Hey, how can you not love that? So, podcast get together for New York City. Get your thinking caps on and drop me a line, all right? Okay, I will talk to you guys soon. This is a quick show. I apologize. We should have a show up later this week. I'm planning on get together with Josiah, hopefully on Thursday. So I'll give a Friday show. So you have a show for the weekend. And, you know, I adore you guys. You guys are awesome. I'm sorry for the lapse in shows. I've had a rough, rough week. And it's been a rough, rough month. But I'm keeping my head up. You know what I'm saying? So I'll talk to you guys soon. Much love, as always, here at Tracks Up the Tree. We make indie your mainstream. My name is Funtime Ben. You can reach me at ben@upthetree.com. And as always, any comments or suggestions are welcome. Any band submissions can be given or sent to tracks@upthetree.com. I will talk to you guys soon. Later. This is the Sadies. I should probably say this before I go running off the stage. Yay! What's the song? This is the Sadies with their song. What the hell is this song called? Sorry, I mean, this is just what happened. Oak Ridges. And it's off of their, not their latest album, but the album before last called, check the website, upthetree.com, and you'll get all this good stuff. You can download all the MP3s, and I will see you soon. Much love. Peace.
I'm still not sure what I should try to keep it all from coming back to haunt me. If I can't get away from harm's way, I'll deserve whatever they unleash upon me. The only thing that's left to do is try and keep on walking, even if it means that I came way out here for nothing. It's not the kind of thing you'd want to run from. No matter what it might have been, I don't ever want to go back there again. Most of what I can remember are the same things that I don't want to believe. They'll always be the things that weren't meant for me to see. And all that's left to do right now is try and keep on walking. Just forget that we went all that way out here for nothing. It's not a situation you can run from. No matter what it used to be, you'll never find your way back, 'cause you don't know where you've been, but you won't ever wanna go back there.